currently, gas, and now we're talking 2013, which is when this project begins. That's when the numbers are made. When they did their analysis in 2009, they figured gas futures were about 8 cents. Other renewables, meaning to say we can buy them in New England or in nearby Canada, our area of the grid, were about 12 cents. That's actually, and this deep water wind project came in at 24 cents. So that means that deep water was twice what renewables are available to us. Now, since then, the argument's only gotten worse because a natural, the Marcellus shale recovery of natural gas from shale has come in much better than expected, and so gas prices have trended down, not up for the future. And what might have cost 8 cents a kilowatt hour for natural gas generation in 2009, now you can buy futures that are at 6.25 cents. So gas is a third down. The so-called RECs, the renewables available on the pool, because people have been responding to RPSs and building onshore wind, building biomass generation, cogeneration, various other facilities that qualify, the RECs are trending down. And I'm not talking a REC I could buy today, but I'm talking you can go out 10 years into the market and buy and lock up these RECs. And those are coming down into the 9 cent range. So now we're comparing 9 cent renewable energy that's available to us to buy to fulfill our if you believe in a renewable requirement, which you might, or you might think that that's how you prime the pump. At least we get a kind of competitive requirement. We're going to buy some. Hopefully people will respond. You can buy that power for 9 cents. And the case